Welcome to the Deep Dive, and this is our Inbox Intel segment coming to you straight from Email Expert. Our goal, like always, is to sift through all the noise from the past week and pull out the really important stuff happening in the email world. It's all based on what's published over at emailexpert.com, and we've definitely got a packed week to cover. Okay, let's unpack this. But first, before we dive in, just a huge thank you to all our members. You really do make these deep dives possible, so we appreciate that support immensely. And a special mention for our enterprise members, Halo, Greenite Email, Kumo MTA, Bouncer, Aurora SendCloud, InfoBip, and PostMastery. We're also really thrilled to welcome our newest members, EasyD Mark and Zero Bounce. Welcome aboard. All right, so let's get into it. First theme this week seems to be all about movement, like companies joining forces, new leaders stepping in, pretty dynamic stuff. First up, we saw Privy acquire Emotive. That happened back on July 8th. Privy, based in Boston, does e-commerce marketing, and they bought Emotive, which is all about conversational SMS. What's the story there?
Yeah, this one's interesting. It's not just sticking two companies together. What they're creating is a properly unified platform for both email and SMS marketing. And that directly tackles a common problem, maybe a headache, for online sellers having all these different tools that don't talk to each other.
Right, the fragmented approach.
Exactly. So the real insight here, I think, is it forces brands to think about customer conversations as, well, one whole thing, not just separate channels. You can coordinate campaigns, do that personalized back and forth messaging, all from one place. It should really streamline things.
Makes sense. Breaking down those silos is always a challenge. Now, staying with acquisitions, but moving over to the UK, we had Accurson Limited, a B2B email agency, buying MarketScan Limited, which is a B2B marketing data provider. That was July 9th. What does this signal for the B2B email scene?
Well, this really highlights a trend, especially in B2B. Data isn't just, you know, something you use anymore. It's almost becoming the main event, the core product itself. By merging campaign management with MarketScan's big B2B database and their data enrichment tools, Accurus is basically controlling more of that whole data journey.
Ah, okay. Vertical integration, almost.
Yeah, kind of. And it fits into that wider consolidation pattern we're seeing everywhere in email marketing. Mm. Remember Grammarly buying Superhuman just last month?
Oh, yeah, June 2025.
And Constant Contact picking up MoveSend earlier this year. Everyone's trying to build these complete end-to-end solutions. It shows the market's maturing, I think.
Definitely seems to be the direction of travel. And it's not just M&A, right? Leadership changes can also tell you a lot about strategy, like Iterable, the AI email platform. They've named Sam Allen as their new CEO starting August 1st. He's coming over from Salesforce, where he was an EVP. But what really jumped out at me was that the founder, Andrew Bonani, is moving into a chief scientist role to focus entirely on their AI roadmap, Iterable Nova. Why is that so significant?
Well, Allen's background is huge. 3 decades in enterprise software, driving massive pipelines, involved in like 20 plus acquisitions at Salesforce. So him coming in clearly signals Iterable wants to accelerate its growth in the enterprise space, big time.
Okay, makes sense. Heavy hitter.
But you're right, the founder stepping aside to purely focus on AI, that's very telling. It really underlines that AI isn't just a nice-to-have feature anymore. For these platforms, it's becoming fundamental. It's core strategy, probably where they see their main path forward for differentiation.
Yeah, it really puts a spotlight on AI's importance. Okay, so let's shift focus now from those big strategic company moves to things impacting users more directly, product innovations. Specifically, features giving users more control. We saw both Gmail and ProtonMail roll out new ways to manage newsletters this week. What's the deal with those?
Right. So Gmail started rolling out its managed subscriptions feature on the web July 8th. Mobile is coming mid-July. And ProtonMail, which is always big on privacy, launched their newsletters view late June. Both of them basically give you a central dashboard. You can see all your subscriptions, how often they send, and crucially, they offer one-click unsubscribe.
One click, that's key.
Yeah. ProtonMail adds a bit more, like stats on unread newsletters, and they really push the privacy angle, as you'd expect.
Okay, sounds fantastic for users cleaning up their inbox, but this does raise a big question for email marketers, doesn't it? If unsubscribing becomes that easy and centralized, are we going to see unsubscribe rates just shoot up? And how should marketers react without just, you know, spamming people more?
It's a fair point. These tools definitely make unsubscribing frictionless. So yeah, you might see an initial spike as people do a clear out, but long term, it actually forces marketers to really double down on providing value. If your emails aren't wanted, people will leave easily. So it pushes towards having cleaner, more genuinely engaged lists. The strategy has to be delivering content so good that people choose to stay. Every send has to count.
quality over quantity then, the old mantra, but maybe more critical than ever. And sticking with innovation, Netcore Cloud, who are actually one of Email Expert's founding sponsors, they launched an AI-powered marketing analytics agent on July 11th. What's this insights agent?
This is pretty cool, actually. It's aimed at making data analysis easier for marketers. The insights agent uses AI, and it lets you ask questions about your campaign data in just plain English. So you could literally ask something like, why did my Black Friday email do well?
Without needing to write code or SQL queries.
Exactly. No SQL needed. It gives you analysis, suggestions for optimization, even charts and graphs across email, WhatsApp, SMS, push whatever channels you're using. It's trying to lower that technical barrier to understanding performance. Fits right into that trend of conversational AI popping up in MarTech.
Very interesting. Okay, let's pivot again. We need to talk about email security and reliability. Some big news here, too. Starting with Microsoft Defender for Office 365, getting protection against email bombing.
That's right. Microsoft announced that by the end of this month, July 2025, protection against email bombing attacks will be automatic and on by default for all Defender for Office 365 customers. The system is designed to spot unusual spikes in email volume by looking at, you know, past sender behavior and spam signals, and then diverts those floods to the junk folder. Importantly, it still respects your safe sender lists, so legitimate bulk mail shouldn't be affected.
That sounds like a much-needed upgrade. And timely, too, considering...
Considering the other big Microsoft event this week, yeah.
The global outage for Outlook and Hotmail. That ran from July 9th to 10th and definitely caused some disruption for a lot of people. Millions couldn't access their email.
It really peaked on July 10th. Down Detector showed somewhere between 2,100 and 2,700 user reports at its highest point. Microsoft said the cause was degraded mailbox infrastructure combined with an authentication glitch. Crucially, they stressed it was a configuration problem, not a security breach.
Okay, that's important context.
And while millions were affected, it's also worth remembering that still just a fraction of Microsoft's total user base, which is over 400 million.
Still, if you were affected, it was a major issue. So what's the advice for marketers who might have been sending campaigns during that window?
Good question. The key window seems to be July 10th, between about 01.00 and 15.3-year UTC. So check your delivery logs for that period. Look for unusual failures or maybe just really low engagement rates. Talk to your ESP about it. But probably don't overreact. You might only need to resend really critical messages if you confirm they failed.
And the bigger lesson here.
Well, if you connect this to the broader picture, it's a stark reminder that even the giants can have hiccups. Infrastructure matters. It really emphasizes why things like redundancy strategies, having backup delivery domains, maybe even a secondary ESP, aren't just theoretical best practices. They're pretty essential for resilience. And clear communication during incidents is key, too.
Absolutely. Contingency planning is vital. Okay, let's move on to another area that's always evolving. Data privacy. And this week, we got a reminder that it's not just about GDPR or CCPA. Privacy is a global issue.
Exactly. We saw Nigeria's Data Protection Commission hit MultiChoice Nigeria with a really significant fine on July 7th. It was for $766 million, which works out to roughly $501,000. The finding was about intrusive, unfair, and unnecessary data processing, and also illegal cross-border data transfers.
Well, $500,000, that's substantial.
It's one of the biggest data protection fines we've seen out of Africa. It really signals that regulators outside the usual Western hubs are getting more sophisticated and serious about enforcement.
So this raises a really important question, doesn't it? How should companies be thinking about privacy compliance now?
It means you absolutely have to approach privacy as a global challenge, not just a regional checkbox exercise for Europe or California. Companies need to look hard at the rules in all the places they operate. Local consent requirements, data transfer rules, what rights subscribers have in different countries. It's getting complex.
Definitely a wider net to cast for compliance teams. Okay, let's wrap up with some positive news from the email expert community itself. Always good to celebrate collaboration. We had two nice updates on the membership front. First, EasyDMARC has upgraded its status.
Yeah, fantastic news. EasyDMARC, who are real leaders in email authentication and deliverability tech, upgraded to become a Charter Enterprise member with Email Expert on July 7th. They've been incredibly active, contributing a lot, speaking at our deliverability summits in Alicante and Amsterdam, working with us on podcasts, reports, all sorts. They do great work helping folks implement DMRs, SPF, DKIMM, and now BME too. So deepening that partnership is really exciting for pushing forward email security knowledge.
Great stuff. And we also have a brand new enterprise member joining the ranks.
Yes, we're thrilled to welcome Zero Bounce. They officially joined as a charter enterprise member on July 11th. They're another global powerhouse in email verification and deliverability tools. It's just fantastic to have another top-tier industry leader joining that core group supporting email experts' mission. Really strengthens the community.
Absolutely. So what a week. We've touched on ongoing industry consolidation, some really cool AI developments, user control features, those critical security updates and outages, and the ever-expanding world of global privacy regs. It's definitely a lot to digest, but all pretty vital stuff if you're working in email today. Remember, you can always find more details and ongoing coverage on all this over at emailexpert.com. So pulling it all together, what does this actually mean for you listening out there?
What really strikes me this week is how interconnected everything is becoming. You can't really think about email marketing in isolation anymore. It's fundamentally tied to robust security practices like authentication. It's tied to navigating this complex web of global privacy laws. Increasingly, it's being driven by AI for insights and efficiency. Maybe the provocative thought is this: given the user control features and the AI analytics we talked about, are we accelerating towards a future where success isn't about volume, but about extreme relevance? Sending smarter, not more, to smaller, highly engaged audiences who chose to be there, maybe guided by AI that understands their intent better than we marketers currently do. Being proactive across security, privacy, and leveraging AI, it's not really optional anymore, is it? It feels essential now.
It's a powerful thought to end on. Thank you. And thanks again to all our members for making this deep dive possible, especially our enterprise members. Halon, Green Arrow Email, Kumu MTA, Bouncer, Aurora SendCloud, InfoBip, Postmastery, and our newest members, EasyDMark and Zero Bounce. Your support is invaluable. That's it for this week's Inbox Intel. Until next time, keep diving deep.